Hey guys,
it's happening.
Do not adjust your radios or your phones. You are actually hearing some real sound from a studio.
We are in studio, bitches. Welcome to It's Happening with Snoopy and Joey. We haven't been here in like 2 years.
Ages. Many, many moons.
Many moons ago.
They actually moved floors.
Yeah, and we're going to sound amazing today. We actually are professional. We're in a studio.
I have a mug with coffee in it.
We're waiting for our champagne. Lear is late. Mm-hmm. Annoying.
She's on her way.
But we have exciting news. Today's podcast is our 100th podcast.
It's our 100th
episode.
Is that a centennial podcast? What's 100 years? Does that mean centennial?
I have no idea.
Century?
We're so old. Well, it's our 100th podcast episode, and our first episode, mm-hmm. Joey just told me this, we had Mike the Situation as our first guest. And today, he's our guest again.
I know.
It's like full circle.
100 days.
How crazy.
And we didn't even plan that.
Yeah, we didn't plan that at all, but he will be in studio soon. We'll be talking to him about basically what he's been going through for the past year.
Yeah.
Jersey Shore, him and Lauren's catch up. We're just going to catch up with Mike, and we're going to be taking your calls. So that should be exciting because we haven't taken fan call-ins for like years.
For so long.
For several.
Several
years.
I'm just excited about the sound. I'm glad to see Ben. We all remember Ben, our producer.
Joey said he got fat, but he didn't.
I did not say that. I said he had a girlfriend.
And he got fat.
Why would I say he got fat?
Well, I said to Joey that I put on some weight. So he knows that about me.
All right, so
but
he
I'm
said
not
it.
Fat.
You're not fat.
Joey just kicked me under the
outfit.
Table.
I did not!
I can't.
I hate everyone here.
But I'm very glad.
I'm glad to see you guys.
Yes.
I'm glad to have you in studio. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Today's going to be fun. Lear is going to come. She's going to bring us champagne.
Bring us champagne.
Maybe we're going to get a little drunkies.
Yeah, and then we're going to go to
dinner. And then
we're
going to lunch. You guys are wearing jeans today.
Are those mom jeans?
I hate it.
Are they stretch?
No.
I'm wearing my
I feel fat.
You look great.
I feel fat.
Wait, funny.
You're wearing jeans too.
Yeah, they're stretch. Nicole, funny story. Nicole, when she goes shopping, she gets harassed, so she wears baseball hats. And she came in today wearing her baseball hat because she went shopping by herself. I said, you're going shopping by yourself? She goes, yeah, don't worry. I'll put a hat on. She puts a hat on that says fucking Snooki Shop on it. I said, that's real discreet, you asshole.
Oh, whatever. I was shopping for the store. So I wanted to get like knickknacks for my store when it came to like, you know, little purses and gadgets. So I went shopping and I'm representing my store.
Wait a second. Your brows look phenomenal.
Well, they're too dark. They're gonna lighten up.
No, I love them.
So yesterday I went to
what is that? That's
LH Spa. Our friend
Lash
Suzette.
House, Suzette Gisbert.
It's called LH Spa now.
Oh, LH Spa. Calm down.
So our friend Suzette, she asked about you.
I know.
I Suzette, said you need to come in for lipo.
Suzette Zuena. And,
yeah.
And Danny Zuena.
Yes.
Danny Zuena was the hottest guy in high school.
He's still cute.
He's still hot.
Yeah, so I went there yesterday. I got henna brows, you guys. It's amazing. If you haven't heard of it, go. And especially if you're in the Jersey area, please check out her spa. It's amazing. And she actually offered me a coupon code. I feel like Angelina.
No, do it.
I'm like, exclusive.
Exclusive auto.
But she told me to tell all of my followers that if you guys book today for lashes or a facial, you will get 20% off.
So what are you using? Tell them that Snoopy sent you?
Yeah, and just say Snoopy sent you.
Wait a second. They look really good.
Thanks.
Can I touch them?
Yeah.
So what's, I never heard of henna. So it's, I know what it is. We used to dye hair with it when we wanted red hair. Would it stain your skin like a temporary tattoo?
Yeah. And it lasts for like 2-3 weeks. You can't rub it. So after like 2 days, then it's okay to like wash your face and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
And I got lashes as well.
I see.
I didn't feel like putting makeup on today. So this is it.
You don't need it. You're
my girl.
You're naturally beautiful. Are you wearing a Snoopy bomb?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Muted. Thanks. Red.
Snoopy bombs are actually, the Snooki bombs are going to be restocked soon. I think at the end of the month. I don't have a definite date yet, but they are in store. And you guys, we still have tickets for the VIP event. So I really want you guys to come. It's going to be my last one in this store.
So exciting.
So exciting. So many.
Remember the first time we tried to do catering and it backfired? We're like, we had all this. We had like,
oh my God,
all
we
trays
had like
of
meatballs
food. Meatballs and all this food.
It was a mess.
No one even ate.
Yeah. So now I'm not doing any foods. It's just all champagne, drinking, you know, maybe little like candies here and there. But
yeah,
it's all about drinking and
shopping. I might sell sandwiches in the back parking lot. This week, I know I was obsessed with the show. I don't know if I talked about it last week, but what episode? Okay, we're talking about The Politician.
Oh my
everyone.
God, The Politician.
It's Ryan Murphy's new.
Wait, he's so cute on there.
Which
like
one?
I think he's Ben adorable.
Platt? The main guy,
Peyton or
Peyton?
Yeah,
Peyton.
He's so
Hobart.
Freaking cute on there.
He's so cute. Anyway,
like I never like looked at him like, oh, he's hot. But he's hot in this.
Yeah, I love him. So we're talking about The Politician on Netflix. If you don't have Netflix, like I said, Nicole will share her password with you.
Get out of here.
Just slide into the DMs. But we are obsessed with this show. It's Ben Platt, Ryan Murphy, as we know him from Scream Queens, Glee, American Horror Story.
He has a great voice.
What else does he do? Do you know? Oh, sorry. But he does everyone. Not we're talking about Ryan Murphy, the one who creates it.
American Horror Story. Gotcha.
So he did, so you know this is a great show. So this is about Ben Platt. He is from, what's that show? He sings in it.
Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect. And he also is from so that other song, the other show with said he sings in. I forget.
Glee?
Glee.
I don't think he's in Glee.
No, he's not in Glee. That's Ryan Murphy was in Glee.
It doesn't matter.
Dear Evan Hansen.
Just talk about the show. It's amazing.
So it stars Ben Platt, and it's about basically a high school, very rich high school in Santa Barbara. And
like really rich.
And they're like running for president. He basically, this kid, his character is called Peyton Hobart, and he is going to be the next president.
He
wants to be the president of the United States. That's his goal. And like he's a high school senior. And so he eventually wants to be the president. So he takes it very seriously. And his father's one of the richest people in the world.
Basically, he's like a natural born politician.
Yeah. He's great at it. So there's girls and it's a whole gaggle of people. Everyone's sexually fluid. And Gwyneth Paltrow stars as his mother in it. And she is phenomenal. It is just everything you want in a show. There's drama. Yes. There's suspense. There's comedy.
A lot of sexual tension.
Yeah. Oh, my God. River. Did you cry when he sang, I wish I had a river, I could skate away.
Well, I thought it was really good. I didn't cry because I was doing cardio. So I was like in the zone.
Made my baby cry.
But it was really good.
Oh, it's a tearjerker. The first episode is going to make you cry. Yeah. And River's so hot.
And his running mate
Abigail.
Reminds me of that movie that you're obsessed with and the girl that you're obsessed with. The girl, I don't know if we should say it.
We're betting 1,000.
All right, well, we're just gonna
what's her name
do
on
a
the
spoiler
show?
Alert.
What's her name on the show that I'm talking about? The blonde lady? Abigail?
Who?
The other character, his running mate.
The one that's faking cancer.
No, not her.
That's who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah, so that reminds me of the story that you're obsessed with.
Yes, they act with Gypsy Rose Bottom.
Yeah, it reminds
me
of Gypsy's story.
Yeah, well, Gypsy gets out of prison, she's gonna be on our podcast.
Amazing. But it's a really good show, so you guys should binge it.
Do you
the
think
politician.
We can get any of the people on the show from there?
Who?
To hear Ben? Is that possible?
What?
Do you think we can get? Are we not rich enough for them?
Reach out to people.
We'll take
let's
anyone
see what
from
they
the
say.
Politician.
Okay.
We want Ben Platt, but if we can't get him, we'll take anyone else.
Yeah, we'll take anyone.
So you have to watch it. It's going to be. But
it's eight, really good.
Eight
guys.
Episodes. You'll laugh. You'll cry, and you're gonna like what you see.
You're gonna like what you see, guys. So that's what we're binging right now.
Mm-hmm. What about, I was thinking about funny Halloween costumes, and Lear won't do this with me. I thought it'd be funny if I dressed up as, and if you don't know the story, Google Gypsy Rose Blanchard and Dee Dee Blanchard. That's the story. It's the act. It's that was on Hulu, and then it's also the real life documentary, Mommy, Dead, and Dearest. It's about Munchausen's by proxy.
Okay.
But I wanted to be Gypsy Rose in a wheelchair, and I wanted Leah to dress up as fat Dee Dee Blanchard. But she said no. And then we were trying to see who did the better Gypsy Rose.
Well, there's a lot of crazy costumes this year. I actually wanted to talk about it.
Oh, I'd be honored.
So there's like a lot of drama going on and, just like people wiling out. So, of course, everyone is dressing like the hot messes.
I'm terrified of Halloween. Nowadays, with all the loose killers on the loose, all the purges happening. Mass murders, God forbid.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to be for Halloween, but if you guys want to be Snooki, please do. Because I remember I was like the number one costume one year.
Yeah, they actually had costumes that they're selling at the Party City with your face on it.
They still do. I hope I get a commission for that.
Did you get a cut of that?
I think so. I hope so. I'll be annoyed.
If you want to dress up like me, all you have to do is get a mattress, an order of Domino's, and bitch tits. And then you're all set. I'll make an easy all-in-one costume for everyone to buy.
I feel like that wouldn't be your costume, though.
What your would my costume would it be a drunk mess?
Yeah,
with high heel shoes on?
No, yeah, like wasted with a cigarette in your mouth and your eyes are closed. It wouldn't be on your mattress. It wouldn't be hung over you. It would be fun you.
I know.
Yeah.
I've been having trouble sleeping lately. I started smoking weed. Did I tell you?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't bring my backpack.
God. He's a hot mess, you guys.
I was smoking weed. And you know what I thought about, you guys? I thought about it this way. If I, I'm actually cutting calories by smoking weed because I'm going to drink less now. If I'm high, I don't drink as much.
Yeah, but then you get the munchies.
I know,
or you
but
just fall asleep.
But I eat anyway after I drink, so I'm cutting the calories of drinking out and just doing what I would normally do anyway, which
well,
is
I'm
binge
surprised eat. You like smoking weed because when I smoke weed, it gives me anxiety and you have super anxiety, so I don't know how.
Well, there's different. Since you,
you deal
Nicole
with that.
Used to be a pothead, she used to listen to rap music in her Honda and drive around with Stephanie and smoke.
Yeah, I used to smoke
by the pumpkin
blunts.
Patch. Blunts. Listening to hardcore rap.
No, I used to
rap.
Make bongs out of water bottles.
Well, now they have different strains of weed that you can get. There's uppers and downers. There's sativa.
I don't like it at all.
I learned
I don't
about
like
this.
Any of it.
Sativa means Saturday night. Mm-hmm. That means out having fun and being up. And
no,
then
thanks.
Indica means in the couch, like going to sleep.
All right. Well, I don't like any of it, I feel.
Okay.
It just makes me scared.
So I bought, oh no, I'm not scared. So I bought a pen, but then everyone's texting me saying that I'm going to get popcorn lung or die. So I got one of those little weed pens, and then I got the drops.
Well, no matter what you're inhaling, you're going to get something in your lungs.
All right.
So whatever.
I also bought these little drops that you can kind of drop into your drinks and plain drinks, water. You can just put it under
what,
your
like
tongue.
Date rape?
No, it's just drops. It's like weed inside of like
I know,
a liquid.
What's it do?
It's just like liquid weed.
And it gets you high?
Yeah, you just eat it. You put it in.
No, man.
Do it whatever.
So it's like a gummy.
And I got those too.
No, the last time I had a gummy, I threw up everywhere and I thought I was dying.
Nicole, can we talk about your disorder? Nicole has something wrong with her. Her body's been rejecting alcohol.
Wine.
So she started drinking dirty martinis.
Yeah, I drink dirty martinis and champagne now.
What's that guy's name?
Who?
From Mad Men? Don Draper.
Oh, I never seen it.
Does he drink martinis?
Yeah.
Seems like it.
I don't know. I'm on my second glass of red wine because you know I love red wine. And then all of a sudden I feel nauseous. I feel sick. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's like the shit in the wine. But I'm just nervous to have that feeling when I go out because when I do go out and I drink, which is not often, I want to enjoy myself. I don't want to feel fucking sick. So the last time I went out, I had dirty martinis at the club, at the drag bar.
Yeah.
I was drinking dirty martinis. Whew. And then I fell asleep in my car.
Oh my God, wait, did I tell you the driver called me?
Yeah.
Stop.
Because I couldn't get up.
She wouldn't get out of the car, so she's in the driver called me.
He thought I was dead.
He thought, no, she's like, so I'm here with the passenger, and she won't get out of the car. I was like, put her on the phone. I was like, Nicole, get up. Get up.
Like, where am I?
And I was like, I was like, Nicole, give me the garage code. Give me the garage code. And she was sleeping in the car. Because
she
drank too many martinis. It wasn't even that late. You went home at 9.
No, I got home at 2. Oh,
I just winked at her. I was like, yeah.
Gianni was like, great. But I had a good time, whatever. So yeah, now I'm trying to drink champagne because champagne doesn't make me sick, even though that's like the worst hangover ever. So champagne and dirty martinis is my drink. So if you guys see me out and you want to buy me a drink, steer clear from wine. Get me a dirty.
Or you can get a dirty panty and go over to Sophia Gray.
I don't want that.
We should make a cocktail called the Sophia Gray. It's called dirty panty.
Sick!
What would it smell like? What do your dirty panties smell like?
It depends.
When do they smell the most? Like, I'm thinking as a guy's perspective, I know when guys smell the worst is like after like, you know, they worked out all day, they've been sweating or it's hot and their balls have been sticking to their legs. I know the male genitalia. Now, female, what is like, what
well,
would
it depends
period
because
odor would be the most, I mean, what are these guys looking for that would want to buy these panties?
I feel like guys would like the period shit.
The period smell?
Like Angelina said, the period
now,
shit.
Now, is that fishy?
It's not fishy.
I've
it's
never
just,
been down
it's
there.
Just, it's not like a pretty smell.
But a lot of guys like sniffing panties, but like when they're sniffing, what are
well,
they,
some girls are really dirty and that's like a condition. Like,
and
that
that's
means
what
you
men
have
are
like
liking?
Vaginitis or something.
That's what men like? Are they
like? I feel like, yeah, if they want dirty panties, they're going to want the dirty panties. They're not just going to want like a little dribble here and there. They want like a stinky.
With stuff on them? Like excretions?
Yeah. Like discharge and a stinky vag.
Well.
And unfortunately, those aren't my panties.
Yeah. Well.
Anyway.
That was lovely.
Let's get to news.
Okay. Let's dive in.
Celeb gossip.
Okay, wait, I feel like I'm going to throw up. You know why?
Why?
Because, because I'm hungover.
You are?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Me and Leah drank three bottles of red wine last night.
Oh, I saw you.
And I smoked weed all day. And then I...
You're a mess.
And then I couldn't sleep. So I made myself an herbal tea and then took 4 Benadryl.
Okay.
I think I need to start drinking. Leah's going to get here at 11:56. But let's talk about celeb gossip. We talked about this wedding last week, about Hailey Bieber and Justin Marie Bieber's wedding.
Beavers?
Their wedding in South Carolina. And it was a star-studded event. But we didn't see the dress or the designer.
Yeah, they just keep posting pictures
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's like Where's Waldo? It's a Blue's Clues trying to figure out, piece all the Blue's puzzles together. Blue. Anyway, the dress designer came out. It was Oliver, whatever the guy's name, from Off-White. You know Off-White. Your friend Paulie wears all those.
Virgil.
Virgil's name, and he's from Off-White, and he made the dress. Now, the dress looked like a normal wedding dress, really pretty, off the shoulders, lacy, and whatever.
Yeah.
But the fucking train, it had big words on it. It said, "To death do us part," written in quotations on the back of her veil.
Well, that's cute.
Did you see it?
Yeah. I feel like I wouldn't have that, but I mean, they're kind of like...
Hipster.
They're definitely hipster, so it works
grill.
With them.
He wore a grill.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wasn't into it as much. I mean, I would just wore it for the picture and then taking that off, but I wouldn't be like running around my party with the sign on my back. And when did Off-White start doing fucking bridal dresses? Don't they just make like all the sneakers that Paulie wears with like straps, yellow straps and stuff on them?
I don't even know who that is.
You know all the sneakers that Paulie wears where we're not allowed to, he has old tags hanging off, we're not allowed to cut them off?
Yeah, Vinny does that too. I'm like, why are you keeping tags on your shoes?
That's what it is. That's the brand.
Why do they keep the tags on?
It's Off-White. That's the kind they are.
Oh, all right.
And that's why you can't come. Remember we were trying to cut them off on their sneakers? I got yelled at.
Yeah.
And then I bought those sneakers. I bought those Nikes and I kept the tags on them.
Oh, yeah. And I made fun of you.
But they weren't Off-White tags. They were literally from Foot Locker.
You weirdo.
They were Foot Locker tags. So Ellen was getting a little heat this week because she went to a football game.
Wait, I love this.
Yes, I love it
too.
Tell
it, bitch.
But there's all drama and I'm on Ellen's side.
I feel like everyone is.
Not the gays.
Really?
The gays are freaking out at her.
Ooh.
Who's that?
Sorry, go.
So Ellen went to a football game. It was the Dallas Cowboys against the Packers, who my boyfriends play on. I have two boyfriends on that team.
Yes.
Dan Vitale and some other guy, number 85. So they were at the baseball game in the rich area of, like, I guess the owner of the Cowboys invited Portia and Ellen to go to the game. So I also invited other celebrity friends like George W. Bush, the old president. Are you paying attention?
Yes.
Put that phone down.
No.
The president was there.
You can't do celeb gossip.
The president was there. So the old president. So again, he's a Republican and she is a liberal. And so basically everyone, the shit hit the fan. Everyone was saying, how are you sitting next to each other smiling and talking and having fun? First of all, Ellen's not a fucking politician. She's a comedian. She's just another celebrity that happened to be at the thing. And I guess they were friends, mutual friends from before. Blah, blah, blah. So now everyone hit the fan saying that, why is she hanging out with him? Because he is a retired war general. I don't know. But basically they're saying since he's Republican and she's liberal that they can't hang out at all and it's horrible. So Ellen addressed it on the show and she did a very good job of it, saying that just because someone has different thoughts than I do.
Whoa.
Has different thoughts on things that I do doesn't mean that you should hate other people. So just because someone's not exactly like you or doesn't think everything about you the same way doesn't mean that you should hate them. And she spread a nice message, and I liked that message.
But I think it's perfect for
our political climate,
just our day and age, because everyone has different opinions on politics.
Yeah, but this wasn't even about politics. They're enjoying a baseball game, a football game.
No, I know, but it turned into politics.
Yeah, real quick.
Yeah.
So the gays are riding.
That's how it is now.
The gays are riding, saying that Ellen's a traitor and she's a fake advocate and she shouldn't do that. And she's a clown and all this shit.
See, that's when I can't deal
with
you.
It's like, girl, you're missing the message. What she's saying is spread love, not hate.
Yeah, opposites can attract and it's fine.
Yeah.
But she still does her duties to try and change the world. She's just sitting next to a guy.
Yeah.
Calm the fuck down.
You hate spicy food and I don't hate you.
Yeah.
And I love spicy food.
Yeah, and you like weed. I hate weed.
Yeah.
We're still friends.
Yeah, we see each other's differences.
So everyone calm the fuck down.
Yeah, and go Ellen. I love Ellen. I want to be on her show one day.
Yeah, and I actually respect her for saying that.
Me too. Go Ellen.
Get it, Ellen.
One last story is Trisha Paytas. Do you know this YouTuber?
No.
She's a big, bodacious blonde, Trisha Paytas. So she's this big YouTuber and she's gorgeous and bodacious.
All right, go be with her then.
And she is now, she's come out as trans.
Is she trans?
No. Well, she's saying that
like she wants to transition to
a gay man drag queen.
Gotcha.
So she's a woman. She's a woman.
She's a woman.
A cis woman. And she feels it in her heart of hearts that she is a gay man. So she wants to transition to a boy and have her and be a boy, but be able to do drag and be girly when she wants to. So
that's fun.
Well, everyone's just saying that she's just doing it for click and for attention, and everyone's up in arms calling her an asshole and like if she should be there or not, if she should be trans or not.
But that's kind of different, though.
Oh, the champagne's here.
That's different. Finally!
Did you take a shower today? Lear's here.
Lear dressed up for me. We're best friends. Hey, bitch.
So, yeah, so keep an eye on Trisha Paytas because she she's getting a lot of backlash. But, you know, to each their own. And
wait, so I'm confused. So she's a woman and she wants to be a gay man. A gay man who dresses up as a woman.
Yeah, she just feels like in her heart that she doesn't feel like she's 100% woman. So that way, that means that she's transgender.
But she wants to do drag.
She still likes the girly part of her, so she wants to be able to dress up and wild out when she wants to. Oh, that's the one that's the champagne that she drinks on Killing Eve. That's why I got it.
Ooh, we love Killing Eve.
Yeah. So Mike actually and Lear just arrived.
So we're gonna pop our champagne right now. That's it for celebrity gossip because
we have better
today
things
is all
to do.
About Mike.
Yeah. And Piper and Heidelsteck.
Piper and Chris.
Piper, Heidelsteck, Marie, and Chris.
Wait, so when I was on my phone because you were annoyed that I was reading stuff, so I did a video with Men's Health. You were there.
I was there.
And I was eating like all the gross stuff.
I have pickles in my bag.
And they just put it on YouTube, and the comments are horrendous.
What are they calling you? Slob kebab?
No, I'm going to read the comments. More people disliked it than liked it.
Hot.
So
that means we're doing something right.
Yeah, someone said, I woke up depressed and now I'm even more depressed after watching this. What does Snooki have to do with Men's Health? Unsubscribe.
Wait, is that when I had to drink the cat poo coffee?
Yeah. The only thing disgusting about this video is Snooki. Wait. I bet plenty of men freaked out when they woke up next to that. My God.
So Nicole did a video. She had to eat. Either tell a truth about herself or eat the disgusting food. And there was all weird health food. There was actually
these comments, though.
This coffee I had to drink that was made. It's cats eat coffee beans and they shit them out.
Someone said I looked old like a grandma.
Why is everyone so hateful?
Oh, my God. So, you guys, thanks for the comments.
Thanks for the support, you old frog bitch.
I can't. All right. So we're getting our champagne.
Yes.
Fill to the top.
Yeah, like, these girls are newly pregnant. From? Nicole, do you need me to... Are you still nursing? Are you allowed to drink?
I actually lost my milk, you guys.
Oh.
I tried to feed Lorenzo, my 7-year-old. I tried to feed Angelo, and he pushed my boob away, so it's over.
Oh, well.
So now we can do drugs and I can get Botox.
Yeah.
Woo! Cheers.
Oh, cheers. Mmm.
I'm really excited to get Botox because I couldn't because my doctor said you can't when you're breastfeeding. So I'm going to make an appointment with Dr. Teller.
And I'm going to go in.
I think we should have Teller on the show soon. And I'm going to get Botox in my forehead.
Yeah. And I'm
because
gonna,
I have lines. I look stressed.
I'm going to get consulted for my titty removal.
Yeah. Joey's getting his tits chopped off.
If you buy me that for Christmas, can I still have my Louis Vuitton bag?
I'm not going to buy it for you because it's going to be free, I feel.
All right. Well, Leah, then you're not off the hook either. So I still need a Louis Vuitton bag.
Yeah, you have to get
bag.
Him a Louis bag and I'll get him free tits.
Well, we are going to bring in the one, the only, and I have not seen Mike since last we had. This is I'm probably going to tear up. Did you cry when you first saw him?
Yeah, we all cried.
Okay, I might
talk about it.
I actually might cry when I first Mike walks in because I have not seen him since last year. We had in December we had a Christmas thing and it was almost like a farewell party for Michael because we weren't going to see him until
we
he
did
had to,
when
you went home because you were pregnant and weren't feeling it.
When
we went to. We might have that. Did we have that Christmas Jingle Ball? It was Jingle Ball.
I never went.
I know you came with us that day at MTV, and then you left, and we went.
Oh,
to dinner.
Oh yeah, bitch!
We went to the Del Frisco's steak dinner
so
in the
jealous.
Basement, and then we went to there. And Angelina and then Dina
so
messed
nauseous.
Up her line on the stage at Jingle Ball.
Yeah, she said it twice and still fucked it up.
Yeah. So that night was the last time we saw him. So it was like it was kind of a sending off party for him on Christmas, and we all cried. We all cried. Then fuck off, everyone. So I'm gonna get a little misty eye.
All right.
All right.
All right, so let's bring Michael in.
Okay.
All right, you guys, it's happening. So we were so excited for this. We've been telling you all week and last week who we're going to have in the studio. And today we have my good friends, Mike Situation and his beautiful wife, Lauren's.
Cool.
Hey, guys.
What's up, guys? How are you?
Hi, guys.
So we love you so much. Thank you for coming in.
We love you guys,
we
too.
We love you, too.
We definitely wanted to get, like, one of the first, because you already did an interview.
Yeah, they didn't even ask too much detailed questions, but
we
like,
wanted to get it
we got
here.
The exclusive breaking second interview with Mike and Situation.
Yes. So thank you for that.
Yes.
But where do we start? I mean, Mike, how are you feeling? You look amazing.
I feel fantastic.
You look great.
I've lost 40 pounds in this process. I'm back reunited with my beautiful wife. you know, working on the number one TV show on MTV.
Yes.
Are we still number one?
Yes, we are. Okay. So I'm very...
can we get a raise? Thanks.
Backdoor team.
Yeah,
mom.
Right. So I'm very grateful and just taking advantage of every moment, every conversation, every meal, and just living my best life.
Yes.
So you guys, Mike got out. When'd you get out?
September 12th.
So right when Mike got out, we were filming for the show and we were living in our Manchester house. And for us as roomies, we were like, let's give Mike his space. Like, I'm sure like he wants to go home, relax, like binge and just like, you know, get back to the routine because you were just in prison for 8 months.
Yes.
And of course, our producers were like, no, we need him in the house. He's got to live here. We were like, give him fucking space.
Yeah.
But I feel like you were so ready to just.
I was.
Come and see us and jump in.
I was.
That it was amazing. And you guys, I can't wait for you to see it. But Mike walked in the door.
Yeah.
We were all like hugging each other and crying.
Yes,
it was very emotional.
It was amazing. When I first got home, all I wanted to do was spend time with my beautiful wife. I wanted to have a naked pizza party.
Yes!
And,
they did.
I wanted to watch movies. I wanted to watch Avengers. I want to watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah, you had to catch up.
I had to catch up on all that TV. I wanted to snuggle with my dog. And then the producers of MTV were like, listen, we need to get you in there ASAP. So I pretty much, you know, took the ball and started to run with it immediately.
Yeah.
I started working the day I came out. I saw you guys the next day.
That's crazy.
And then I think I moved in a couple days later, right?
So were you like mentally okay or were you like, right, this is my job, so I got to do it?
Well, it was both. I was mentally ready, but at the same time, I was like, all right, this is my job. It's time to man up. It's time to rise to the occasion.
Make money.
Yeah, exactly.
Make the moolah.
Get that shmoney. You know what I mean? And I missed out on 8 months.
That's
you know what
nuts.
I mean? I wasn't mm-hmm. doing projects for 8 months. I wasn't, I was blessed to shoot a lot of TV before I went into prison. So while I was in prison, I was on TV every Thursday, like with a smile on my face, like, oh, look, there's my wedding. But, you know, I missed out on a lot of money from being in prison for 8 months.
You were you, like, in the dark when you were there? Can you watch TV or, like, learn about what's going on in the outside world, read magazines, all that?
My wife would send me magazines on a weekly basis. That was, like, my treat. I got, like, all the celebrity weeklies.
Yeah.
I got, what else did I get, honey?
Found out what Mama June was doing that week.
What magazines did I ask for?
You would ask for...
Oh, fitness, too.
Like, fitness magazines, Celeb Weekly, as you said, those were a hot commodity in there.
Oh!
I even asked for National Geographic at certain times.
Being studios!
Yeah, I just wanted to read anything.
I sent Forbes magazines a lot.
Forbes, yeah. And there were a number of TVs there.
You had to share them with the whole group, though?
Pretty much. You had to pretty much get permission from some of the guys that have been in there for, you know, years and years and years to be like, listen, can I watch the TV show that I'm on, you know, tonight on Thursday night?
Crazy.
I had to get permission from the...
Like the hierarchy?
The hierarchy from the Russians, yeah.
Oh.
The Russians! Yeah. I feel like they're a big deal.
They were running most of the prison, the Russians and the Spanish communities.
Is it anything like the TV shows like Oz or Orange is the New Black?
I think it might be more like Orange is the New Black than anything else. There wasn't anything crazy going on, but it was like, it had that hierarchy of like a high school, you know.
Yeah like cliques.
Yeah, like cliques. And if I would have came in and people didn't like me, then listen,
Did they fuck with you because they thought you were going to have special treatment because you're famous?
No, they actually liked me as soon as I came in.
That's what I was worried about. I was like, oh, they're going to make fun of Jersey Shore. It's a situation. Yeah. I was
Not
like, oh my
that,
God.
But he's so
but it was
funny
a total
and likable.
Opposite, right?
No, they really liked
Everyone
me.
Everyone loved you.
Yeah, they really loved me, and I lucked out. I was very
and
grateful.
And how can anyone hate you, honestly?
Oh,
you're like so
you.
Nice and positive.
I said, because you're so funny and such a good guy that everyone's going to eventually need a little comic relief in there. It's kind of refreshing to have someone like you in there.
Yeah, no, everything worked out. I got all the extra food all the time. I got the best seats.
Oh,
I was
good.
Able to watch TV whenever I wanted. I was able to put on whatever channel I wanted at any particular time. People left me alone.
Yeah. Did you find anyone there that you kind of befriended and that kind of like helped you through things or like, you know, was saying like, they've been in there for a while, but they know a new guy coming in. It's like, hey, man, it's going to be okay. It's not that bad. Just don't worry about it.
There was a couple of Italian guys in there. There was two Italian guys in that worked in the kitchen that I befriended and I used to work out with Andy.
That's who gave you the extra food.
And
were they in the mob?
The Guineas.
Yeah. Well, actually, I think one of the guys was.
I think that's so cool.
But Andy worked in the kitchen and Tony Meatballs.
Oh. Tony Meatballs.
And I would get the extra food every single day. I'd add extra cutlets or extra meatballs or extra burgers.
So it kind of like clicky like that. Like,
very clicky.
I'm being very honest. Is it like the Italians are together, the black guys are together, the Spanish guys are together? It's kind of like that?
Yeah.
That's how it's perceived in movies.
Yeah. I sat at the Russian table.
That's a good table.
Yeah, it was a good table.
Red was Russian and orange is black.
Yes.
If someone sat down at the table and you weren't supposed to sit there, everyone would look at you and someone would say, that is not your seat.
Ooh.
And they'd have to get up.
I would cry. Sorry.
Did you have to make a shank? What is it called?
No. There was definitely no shank.
I'm just jumping right in.
But someone got thrown in the shoe. The shoe, it's called.
So the shoe is a thing.
Yeah, it is a thing. They got thrown in the shoe.
What did they do wrong?
They found a knife in their locker.
Were they selling dirty panties? Because we have an ad this week for dirty panties.
I'll mention it again.
There was no dirty panties, but people were caught with like Burger King and
how the
like,
hell do you sneak in Burger King?
I don't know how they got caught with Burger King, but
that's
like,
what I would get caught with. It wouldn't be a knife or a gun.
Wait,
it'd be like
so Mike
chips
obviously,
and Burger
Mike
King.
Obviously told all of us stories. Tell the story about the Chinese food in the forest.
Yes.
I'm having so much fun already.
I can't.
Yes. The COs would check on a daily basis the surrounding areas. They would check lockers. And one day they came in with a bag of Chinese food, protein powder, and pre-workout all in the same package.
They came right
to you. Egg rolls.
They came
and
right to you. Was it Mike? Is it yours?
They did ask if it was mine. It wasn't. I tried to stay on the narrow. But they would actually get Chinese food delivered to the
bushes,
the bushes or the woods, I guess, the forest.
And who literally, go get it.
I wonder what you'd say when it's time to deliver. Yeah, just make a left and drop it in the woods.
Drop it by the fourth bush.
Drop it by the fifth bush.
Like, there's no bars where he was. Like at the end of the day, he was not in a scary place.
Yeah.
It was a federal prison camp.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're like when I would pull up to visit, and like Nicole, you came and visited. So when you visit, there's.
Yeah.
You know, they're walking around.
It's very
they're
nice.
Basketball.
Yeah. It looks like camp.
Yeah. Yes. Like they're not like contained.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So they can walk in the woods. They walk on a track. They would walk in the woods and find their food, whoever did that.
Yeah.
Isn't that hysterical?
People would constantly try to smuggle stuff in all the time. Yes. That's actually one of the reasons I think, what's his name? The guy from the Netflix show.
Billy McFarlane.
Yes.
That's the next question.
Yes.
Yes.
He supposedly snuggled in some sort of recording device.
Where? In his butt?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. I think somehow he might have snuck it in somehow. Obviously.
Corruptios.
And he was caught with it. They said he was trying to record high-profile inmates, and they threw him in a shoe, and then they sent him to a worse prison, I think, recently.
Well, he's in enough trouble.
Why
are you trying to act up? You're already in prison.
I don't know.
Was he trying to get out?
That's a bonehead move right there.
He's an idiot.
I don't even know why you'd even be recording in there. Maybe he was trying to write a book.
Did you even see the thing yet? Did you watch it yet?
No, I haven't.
You have to watch it.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't watched it.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, that's a fun idea.
Yeah, my wife is like, you need to watch it. I would see him in passing. He was very quiet.
Did he say hi?
He was reserved. Yeah, he would say hi, but I would say he wasn't in my group of friends. I played against him in basketball and softball maybe.
Yeah.
But then he was thrown out of the prison for smuggling in a recording device and trying to record the high-profile inmates.
My jaw's on the floor right now.
I can't
see it.
Wait, so are you going to write a tell-all about your experience? Because I feel like everyone wants to, like, know exactly what happened.
Yes, I'm definitely going to write a tell-all. We're in the process of going through that whole avenue right now.
That's a really good
idea.
Yeah,
it is.
Oh, yeah.
We're thinking about going, you know, starting with the recovery, but then going to, prison.
Your whole journey.
The whole journey,
yeah. It'll be a whole self-help book.
That'll be a New York Times bestseller.
For sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. Is Vinny a New York Times bestseller?
I don't know.
Did he make the list?
I don't know yet. I don't know. Listen, I don't
know. Vinny has a cookbook, you guys.
And he's on the pole.
Yes, and he's a stripper.
I don't know where he finds
Keto
the time
Guido.
To.
Between Tatiana and.
He's really branching out.
To write a book and be on the pole at the same damn time.
And booty.
Yeah.
He's really
branching out. But more about you.
Yeah. So wait.
You have a lot of questions.
I do. So I'm going to, of course, have to ask this question because all the gays want to know. What does was there anything any foul play sexually in there that you saw?
They frowned about any type of sexual contact in there, and I did not see anything.
Where would you do it if you had to do it in your cell?
I think you would probably do it in the showers. The showers were like a shower gym. It was you would have some privacy.
Because I think like a gal like me going in there who's willingly want to do it, I could be. Am I allowed to be choosy? Or since I'm gay, they're like you're just getting raped no matter what.
Yeah, you get pounded by everybody.
No, there's some guys in there that have been in there for many many years. I saw some behavior that, you know, some flirting behavior that you would do with like your wife or your girlfriend.
Well, because that's what happens. You need a companion when you're in there.
Yeah, I didn't see anything else though. No.
Just companionship.
Yeah.
Like holding hands and eating like brownies together.
I didn't see any.
What do they call the cafeteria? The mess hall?
They did call it the mess hall.
How
yeah
do you know that?
Because I watch prison documentaries all the time.
Yes,
I think you want to go to prison. Well, Joey actually mentioned he wants to go for like a week to see how it is.
I wanted to film a documentary and me and you to go and see if we'd survive.
I would not survive.
You guys would definitely survive.
The ones that you see on TV are
not like
different.
The crazy.
The conditions are not the best. It's like us going to the worst shore house we've ever been and staying for 8 months.
Oh, so every time we film.
Do you get blankets and covers or is it just like a slat with a pillow?
They're very uncomfortable blankets and pillows. And if you're caught with an extra blanket or pillow, they take that shit away.
Where
real
would you
quick
get an extra pillow from Lawrence?
People sneak that shit out of the warehouse, and then there's a search for pillows and blankets. No joke.
Oh come
that's
on,
crazy.
And it's crazy. Like
that's
you think
so
they're
stupid
searching
what about
for
my
drugs
lumbar support? It's like give a girl a break.
You don't have back problems.
There would be a big shakedown in the prison. Everyone's standing, you know, by their beds, and they can't
looking for sheets.
And you
pillows
wore that little green outfit. That little green
I did wear the green outfit for practically like an hour or so a day.
What else did you? What is wearing otherwise?
I would go to the gym twice a day, so you're allowed to be in
wear
gym
like
clothes. So if I went
clothes
twice a day, I was always, you know, working out pretty much.
Yeah,
I was staying busy.
The commissary list sells like guinea tees, sweats,
oh, that's another
hoodies.
Yeah, but how much
sneakers
are they? They're probably so expensive.
Yeah, but he would buy them like every week.
$20-$30 probably
for a guinea tee.
No, for the sweatshirt.
Oh,
but you can wear that forever. Can you do laundry there? Were you able to GTL
I actually had a guy doing my laundry in there.
He had connections.
He was Fuego. He did the best laundry ever.
What was his name?
His name was Elvis.
And then did
okay
you personal train him?
I'm talking, we get our laundry done on the outside, me and the missus here.
Yeah.
And you know how they fold it nice and it's, you know, very pressed
and
smells good. My man Elvis did it better, okay?
So you had to out. So everyone got to choose who does their laundry? Or he was on the laundry ward
he
and you were like.
He was like the guy in the prison that you went to if you wanted laundry done like fire. You wanted it done and it was like a luxury.
Yeah, so everyone has their specialty when they're in there.
Yes,
no, Mike definitely got hooked up.
There was even a guy that did clean bathrooms in there.
You had your own bathroom?
No, you didn't have your own bathroom, but you had a guy that went around.
Did he clean it for you before you showered?
Yep. He would clean the
concierge
bathroom
service.
He was like the king in there.
Before I went to the gym, he'd see me go to the gym, and then he'd be like, "I'm going to clean the bathrooms. It will be ready by the time
you
got out."
Aren't you scared you're going to owe him something? Yeah. How they get you?
I would give him extra food every day. Because I was on a sick diet, so like extra cutlets that I got, I would walk around like Santa Claus giving people chicken cutlets.
Lawrence is allowed to deposit a bunch of money into your account, so you can buy whatever you want when you're in there. With other people that don't have families, they'll be
$180 every 2 weeks.
They give you a cap on how much you could spend.
Oh, that's it?
Your rich girlfriend could come in and be like,
I would run out every week, man. It would be crazy.
Oh,
I'd be like, damn. And this is one of the reasons why I'm in prison for budgeting issues.
Yeah.
And I'm still having problems.
I can't. Poor thing.
That's what they say. More money, more problems. Now, also, there's another celebrity in there, Michael Cohen.
Yes.
Was he there when you were there?
He was.
Mm-hmm. Now, Lear, he is what? He's the president's friend.
No, he was the president's lawyer.
Yes.
He was. His nickname was the Fixer.
I thought
it was Fixer.
The Fixer.
So
it
did
was
you see him in prison?
Yes. The first day that he came into prison.
Did you high five him?
I went up to him the first day.
He was nervous.
And he was a bit nervous. And I thought to myself, you know what? Right here, I thought of a bit of a master plan. I said, you know what?
We're both guineas.
I'm going to ask him to go sneak me some chicken.
Stop!
Out of the main line, okay?
It's his first day?
It's his first day, and I went up to Michael Cohen. I said, listen, Michael
Like an OG
Cohen,
that's been there for years.
Yeah.
Like,
I was there
bro
for like 3-4 months. I'm like, listen, bro.
I run this shit.
I'm like, listen, bro, all right? I'm going to need you to do something for me. He said, what it is, Mike? Anything. I said, all right, I'm going to need you to go on main line.
What's main line?
Main line, there was two lines for eating in the mess hall.
Got it.
Either go to the kosher line or you go to the main line, okay? I'm obviously
Italian. How many
kosher
were in there?
So I went to the main line. There was a lot. There was
all this rich Jewish only kosher person in the country.
So I went up to him and I said, listen, can you go to Mainline? It's your first day here. No one knows like what line you're going to. I'm going to need you to smuggle chicken
stuff
from the Mainline and give it to me. All right, I'm going to hide it in my locker so that I can have an extra serving after my workout. He said, yeah, no problem, Mike. I saw it. Cool. Chicken day comes around on Thursday.
Only Thursday's chicken day.
Only Thursday's chicken day. I'm so excited. I'm like, damn, I'm about to get me another piece of chicken. You know what I'm saying? Because food is a currency in prison.
Yeah.
And Michael Cohen was chicken on chicken day. He did not show up.
Whoa.
Oh,
so I was pissed. I was like, damn, man, he pulled a no-show on me. So I saw him later on in the evening. I was like, Mike, man, what happened to him today with the chicken?
Yeah. He's like, my locker. It wasn't there.
He's like, bro, man. He's like, they're on to us, man. They know we're going to smuggle chicken.
He's paranoid.
Yeah, he was paranoid his first day. So I was like, all right, man, obviously, you know, I'm going to have to rethink this and abort this mission because maybe I shouldn't have tried to have a high-profile inmate try to smuggle chicken for me on the main line.
How long is he going to be there for?
3 years, I think.
Oh wow. Shit.
So I said, all right, fine. I said, don't worry, Mike. I said, I'll handle it. Anyway, I got the guys from inside the kitchen to smuggle it out another way.
Tony Meatballs.
Yes. Tony Meatballs and Andy Cucumbers snuck out the chicken through the
paisan.
Yes, they hooked
it
up.
So did you have a job in prison?
Well, now that I'm out of prison, I had a job, but they kind of just let me not work.
What was it, though?
My job was the orderly, it's called. An orderly is someone that helps around the prison with, like, you know, mopping or cleaning or anything. And
also like a janitor?
Whatever needs to be done.
I feel like you're better
than that.
Extra
stuff.
Yeah. Why did they put you on a cook?
No, they asked me to do that stuff. But the orderly is like...
That's like a hardcore job,
It's a lot of work. The easy job...
You have to show up and do it.
Time, though.
The easier job was the orderly because you can just get to wipe down a sink and you could be done. But I'll be honest, there was a guy in prison that also did my job for me.
Nice.
So that was cool as well. Yeah.
I feel like you had a great experience.
Even though
it was like not the best thing.
It wasn't a great experience. Listen, I'm just saying.
I
made the best of a negative situation.
Exactly.
Yes.
And you always said that beforehand going in. And I mean, you just got your body back. You look incredible.
Thank you.
Yeah, talk about your gym regimen. In the prison.
You did a GT. There was no tanning there.
There was no tanning there.
You did a GT and orderly.
You could tan outside if you'd like. Elvis did my laundry. And
yeah,
I did the G every day twice.
Yeah,
the gym was I worked out twice a day. I did intermittent fasting, 16 hours for the weekdays, and I did 17 to 19 hours on the weekends.
Now you can't be choosy with your diet there because you take what you can get.
Actually, if you know someone from the kitchen,
that's how you get the ton of cucumbers. Chicken cucumbers.
If you know somebody from the kitchen, they'll give you a salad every single day
instead of cornbread and beans.
Yeah, instead of cornbread and beans, exactly.
How was the food though? Was it like?
It was like the worst school lunch you've ever had. But Thursdays.
Chicken day
was pretty good.
Was it grilled chicken or was it chicken cutlet?
It was chicken on the bone, like a quarter rotisserie dark chicken, sometimes with macaroni and cheese or garlic pasta with some sometimes salad or whatever.
Now,
it wasn't bad.
Now, when Lawrence came to visit you, was she allowed to bring you like food to eat with her when you're at the visitation?
No, she was not.
That's not like Goodfellas?
People snuck stuff in all the time, depending on who was working, but
that's
how it is here.
So what was the worst food?
The worst food was probably the beef tacos.
Sick.
That was Nicole's nickname in college.
Anything kind of like with meat wasn't good. I'm not positive, and you guys are going to laugh. I think a lot of the meat that came into the kitchen said for inmate use only.
Stop.
So I'm serious.
Wait, what's that mean?
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Like, read into that. Don't eat that. Yeah.
Like,
my
warning?
Wife's face is like.
Oh, it's for the inmates.
For inmates
don't touch.
Only. Yeah. So
it's warning.
Yeah.
SOS.
Well, also in the military,
like, you don't want this.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
The military, they put anti boner medicine in the food. It's called Soft Peter. Look it up. It's called Soft Peter. Training camp to keep the guys don't get boners, so they have to stay focused. They probably put that in there too.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
They meant it.
It does.
No boners.
Yes. And back to the workout. I would work out twice a day. I would do fasted cardio at 7 a.m., come back, I would have my protein shake and some food and go back for weights at
12:30. So you got a protein shake in there.
They sold protein shakes in the commissary. They weren't good. The protein bars weren't that bad. They did have protein bars in the commissary.
No, it's good though.
And you wake up whatever time you want, or they start ringing bells at like 7
like
a.m.
6 a.m.
They really started waking people up and like get to your job. And for some reason, they kind of left me alone. Like I would wake up. But I was up early anyway to invest in cardio.
Out.
Yeah, I was up early anyway, 7 a.m.
Male and female COs?
Yes, there were male and female COs, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did any females, did they like fan over you? They're like, flirt. It's Mike.
I think all the people that worked there were interested, you know, at least saying hi or at least saying like, you know, or you'll probably love this, but they'll come up to you and be like, I don't watch your show. I'm like, oh, thank you. I don't watch yours either. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you why would you even come and tell me that? But every single person that would come up and either say that or I'm a fan or my wife is a fan. It was really good when some of the people that worked up there come up and say that, you know, I'm in prison. I'm like, you're such an inspiration. Me and my wife are, rooting for you. And I'm like, in my brain, it was like difficult because I'm like in prison. You know what I mean? And I'm like,
but. Like, oh, thanks. Let me out.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Do you know when I got out of my last day in prison, they called me in the office and they were like, listen, we just want to let you know we're really proud of you. They said
I would have cried.
They were like, you've handled this whole situation from start to finish with such grace and class. We wish other inmates had your attitude. We're so looking forward to all the great things you're going to be doing on the outside. But it was nice for them to say that to me. I'm like, why didn't y'all let me out early?
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Are you going to go back for career day?
No.
Are you gonna visit and say what up, homie?
No. I might go speak at prisons because I do speak at rehabs, I speak at colleges and stuff, and I wouldn't mind going back to the hood. You know,
do you have any friends that might be getting out like in a reasonable amount of time that you'll connect with and hang out? Fuck off! I'm drinking.
Most of the guys are in there for about a year.
So do you think you have any friends when they come out?
But some of the guys that were hooking me up were in there for like two or three, so maybe another year or whatever or two. But technically, when you're on probation, like I'm on, you're not supposed to see anyone that's like an ex-con.
Right.
Like
you have an ankle bracelet on?
No, I don't. Okay. I'm just on probation.
Yeah, I was worried he was gonna be like on house arrest something, which is so stupid.
Yeah, no, I'm just on probation and that's it. And every couple of weeks they'll test me for like illegal substances. But I've been clean and sober 4 years in December.
I know, that's amazing.
4 years. 4 years. Oh, I've been saying 3 years.
It's
okay, four years.
Yeah, 4 years. Yeah, in December. So,
so
that's
amazing.
A huge milestone. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Like at this point, you're good.
Yeah. I'm on such a good road right now. I walk a very, very tight line. I feel like I can like tackle the world.
Well, you didn't do anything bad past 4 years anyway. You were on a straight and narrow.
I was, but as you know, when you're on this road,
you gotta be careful,
not necessarily be careful, but you find a way to live. You know, that's, to be honest, it's like priceless. Like you're a really good person. Like people like you. They look you in the eye and they're proud of you. I'm at the gym. People come up to me and I almost see like tears in people's faces. Stop. Like I've been rooting for you and come by my shop and I'm just like, you know, it's sometimes it's hard to take that in because it's just like you could see it in their face. They're like, invested in you.
Because they're probably going through some shit that they see in you that they're trying to get past and say, you did it. Help me. How the hell did you do it?
Yeah.
That's what they're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you get a manicure?
I actually did. I am very big into self-care.
Wait, so what was the first thing you did when you got out? Like, what's the first thing you wanted to do besides
have sex
with Lawrence?
Yes.
Did you have sex the first night, maybe Bolt?
Yes, we did.
Get it,
yes,
girl.
We did.
I mean, like, for you, like, self-care. What was the first thing you needed to do? Haircut? Or you got haircuts in there?
I did get haircuts in there, but it wasn't like, you know, my real barber. I went to my real barber. I got a manicure, pedicure. I got a vampire facial.
It's
probably heavenly.
Where do you go for your vampires?
Sperling?
Yes, Sperling, yes. Mm-hmm. We got an eyebrow wax. I got a nose wax.
Oh.
I got.
How did that feel?
Lawrence,
just like being
one?
Able to go, just in general, being able to go anywhere and just like being yourself again.
Oh, it was great.
Did it feel amazing?
It felt amazing.
Did you kiss the ground when you left the thing? I would have done
it.
When you lose your freedom and you gain it back, it's like Christmas all over again. Like the best Christmas you've ever had.
But it like humbles you so much more.
It does. And I went into prison. I was already humble.
Exactly.
Before I even went into prison. When I came out, I just came out better. You know, and I guess you could say you gotta thank God for that prison bit. Lost 40 pounds, you know, and still on a great path and you know, just living my best life.
Living my best life.
Let's talk to Lawrence now.
Yeah.
Lawrence, how did you deal with all of this? Because I know it was
positive.
So hard for you.
It was
Lauren
hard.
Lauren started a YouTube channel while he was gone.
Yes, she did. Lauren was hustling.
Let me
get that
shmoney
good.
She was like, all right, Mike's not here. Hi, it's Miss Situation.
I'm hosting a class. Swipe up for some teas.
I did. Listen, I stayed busy. We had filmed a bunch of YouTube content before he left together.
Oh, so cute watching that.
Yeah, so we had a lot of those to release and, like, you know, try to keep our fans, like, up to date and happy to see us and see what's going on.
Plus, we filmed the On My Way to Prison. We did Instagram Live.
Stop.
And
I
we filmed
crying.
It.
So that was our
really
first
hard to watch.
Yeah, and that was our first YouTube video, was the video going him, dropping him off of prison.
Yeah.
And that went viral.
I didn't, yeah. I didn't look happy
over
because
1.3 million views,
weren't.
I think.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Well,
the real reason
why he wasn't happy was because he had this whole idea that when we got in the car in the SUV.
To launch the YouTube,
we had our videographer with us. Mm-hmm. He wanted to go live on IG and have our YouTuber film it.
Right.
But now he's going to prison. It's front page news. It's world news. There's paparazzi outside our condo.
Mm-hmm.
So if he goes live, the paparazzi is going to know where we're exiting from the building. So we were going out the back so they couldn't follow us for the 2.5 hour drive.
I thought she was being difficult.
Hold.
So I tell him.
You were cranky.
Yeah.
So I tell him.
I just want to be large.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly
what I'm in prison. Is this so much to ask?
Exactly.
It's a fucking thing.
This is my moment.
That's exactly what happened.
That's exactly what happened. And meanwhile, he and I, like, don't fight.
Never.
So we have, like, this huge argument about
going live
on IG in the car with our publicist, our YouTube videographer.
The worst.
On the way to prison. And I'm like, I just don't want paparazzi following us. So then finally, we go live once we're on the parkway.
And he was like this.
And he was looking out the window like a sad puppy.
He was so annoyed.
Yeah. And then everyone thought he was, like, devastated and scared to go
like
to prison.
So
no, he was pissed at me.
The first fight we got into in like a year.
I thought he was
terrified. It was our first fight we got into in like a year.
I've never seen Mike so timid and scared. I was like, that was horrible.
He was mad at Lauren.
I had the attitude like, listen, I'm going to prison. I want to go live right now.
Yeah.
I want to say my phrase. Take me to jail. And you won't even let me do that,
honey.
She won't even let me do it.
You
exactly.
You said it, though.
I did say it.
But it wasn't like in your way you wanted to.
Yeah.
You're like, take me to prison.
Yeah, exactly.
He was so annoyed.
I was so annoyed because we just got into an argument. So that's the reason why I looked miserable.
Because I thought you were like terrified.
No. We got into our first fight. There was paparazzi in front of the building.
God.
I'm like, let's go live. I'm going to prison. It was hectic.
Yeah, and it was shitty for me. Like, you know, he was going, but like I was losing him. So like I just didn't want the press like in my face because it was already everywhere and I'd have to deal with it for 8 months alone. So I just didn't want the paparazzi following us, but whatever.
Yeah.
But I just stayed busy. I had the YouTube content. I did some of it on my own. I hosted a makeup masterclass with my makeup artist.
I saw
it was so
that
awesome.
That looked amazing.
We need to do another one. We're trying to find out dates that we can do it together again, but we had such a good time doing that. And then I just stayed really busy working out. I just tried to stay focused and like healthy and bettering myself because I knew how hard he was working in there. Mm-hmm. Like
imagine
physically and fitness.
And she gained the 40 pounds you lost.
Exactly.
Like,
I was like,
I'm going to go back for now.
You know what the good part was? Since you were gone, we had Lauren. We had Lauren in place because we were still filming.
Yeah.
So you like went to Vegas with all the roomies. I didn't go because I was pregnant. But like, you know, you kind of filled Mike's spot on the show, which was awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like you're
fun.
Our ninth roommate now.
It was
like,
fun.
We want to keep you.
Lauren's on the VMA red carpet.
Oh, I saw that. I was so proud of her.
Yeah.
I didn't want my wife to, you know, go alone, but she soldiered. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
she was with us.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
She went home with a rapper that night.
Oh my god.
But like all the questions like, so, you know, where's Mike? And like all those questions, she was like, shut up. Like we all gave that reporter a dirty look. We were
she was annoying.
Where do you think he is, you fuck?
Yeah. The first
annoying.
I loved filming with you guys, but the first time and the second time I would get like upset because I hadn't been.
Angelina was around.
That was a lot of drama. I missed a lot of
that. But no, because I'd always be with you guys with him. So I felt like an extra hole because I felt like he was missing even more.
So
you know what I mean?
Oh,
right.
But then once I like hung out a little bit more and then like anything to make me laugh would just make the time go faster.
Yeah.
So obviously with you guys, it's always a bunch of laughs. So
you guys are
fun.
A package deal at this point. So we love having
exactly.
both of you guys, no matter what.
And you guys.
Thank
Lauren
you.
Is not like a partier. She's not a drinker.
No.
But in Vegas, I heard you got down.
I did.
You enjoyed yourself.
Yeah.
Did you go to any show?
I didn't go to his show. I went out like a couple of weeks before he started. I went with Jenny and Angelina. We went for Ariana's first birthday.
Oh, to a strip club? Oh, no.
Oh, that's right. Yo, because I watched the episode and I'm like, honey, you don't look happy the next day. She's like, because I got wasted the night before.
But they didn't show any of it.
Oh, good.
I'm like, honey, you got to own that. You got when you're on camera, you got to own that.
But I did own it. They just edited it out, though. Like, I was like, oh, I can't smell the alcohol. They didn't put it in, you know? So,
but that's good.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what I said.
I don't want them showing me when I'm home because I'm dying. It's the worst.
But yeah, I really can't hang. So Vegas got the best of me that one night.
But you had a good time.
I did have fun with the girls.
I love it.
Yes.
So, can we talk about Mosey?
Yes. Oh my God, Mosey.
Do you guys remember Mosey? So Mosey, it's their dog. It's a lab, right?
Golden Retriever.
Golden Retriever. Yeah. So Mike actually brought Mosey when he was a puppy to the Shore House.
Yes, season 6.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we all were obsessed with Mosey. He was so cute. And they still have Mosey.
Yes, still Mosey, yeah.
He's 7.
How was his reaction when you walked into the house? Because dogs can feel like... You know,
he was
that emotion.
He was crying and
he was
and
like
he was
whimpering.
Whimpering.
I can't. Did he jump on you?
He was like peeing on the floor. You know,
he went
into the fetal position right away.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He was so happy.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
And when you were away and you put on a jersey, like the episodes, did he like look at the TV?
He would
like
watch.
Mike?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And he would hear your voice.
Yeah, he would hear his voice. God. And then when he would see him in interview chair, he would be like, oh, my God, that's my daddy. And he would look at the door.
Yeah.
Stop. I love Mosey.
So excited.
Yeah, he's good. We're nursing him back to health right now.
Oh.
We have a cutter on our hands.
Who cut her?
He's like an emotional cutter.
He's like an emotional cutter. He bites himself when he gets anxiety
and
stuff.
When we're not home for like a day.
Yeah.
We have our friend Lear's dog buddy is like, he's high anxiety. He's a mess. We have to give him pills.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're doing now.
I think it is separation anxiety.
CBD.
Yeah.
That's a normal thing.
Do they make CBD for dogs?
I heard about that.
Yeah.
You should ask Ron.
I have to test it out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What happened? You're with your friend Ron over there.
Oh, my God.
What happened with him?
I pray for him, his
everything.
Jen, I pay for the baby, his future.
We actually went over what happened last week on the podcast because it happened last week.
He's not answering texts.
He's not answering any of us.
Oh, he's not answering you. He's been texting for days. Like, listen.
Yeah.
At first, I was a bit stern and I was like, wake the fuck up and call me. Like, you know what I mean?
We're worried.
You know, we're worried. And then, he didn't answer back, and then I went with a little softer approach. Mm. Like, bro, I'm here for you.
Hey, Ron, it's me.
No, same.
Yeah, yeah.
I like sent him emoji hugs, and I'm like, here for you.
Yeah, he didn't answer either.
I haven't
heard
anything, but I have talked to Essay, who is the executive producer of our show, and she said that she's been in contact with him.
Okay.
And then she goes, is he talking to any of you? And we were like, no.
No.
And she was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But he's talking to her.
Yeah, but they want me to go to Vegas this week and film, so.
Same.
Yeah. So,
I can't.
So, I
but
mean.
But I don't think he's a part of it.
Oh, really?
So I think that's wrong. That's Paulie and Vinny's show.
It is, but they also mentioned to shoot for Jersey Shore. So I would think, why would I be going to Vegas if that's not the topic?
Oh my God! Well, it's better you than anyone else.
I want a mystery trip going somewhere. I don't know what the fuck I'm there for. Why am I here?
Teach him your ways.
listen.
Oh God!
You need to be willing to, you know. Oh my goodness.
Well, I guess we'll just talk about it.
Yeah. Jen has bruises.
Yes. I don't know. This whole situation is really bizarre. It really
She could have been cupping. Lauren, now you're very holistic. Do you think she was cupping?
I haven't cupped yet. I want to try
cupping.
So
my thing is with Jen in this photo, because there's a photo released. She's out to lunch with Ariana.
It looks like Sonic.
She's wearing a tank top and shorts, and she has bruises everywhere.
Yes.
I feel like she went out intentionally.
I agree.
To get a photo of her.
Yeah,
you don't have to be wearing a tank top, showing your bruises and the bruise on your leg. She's wearing booty shorts to show it off. Like, girl, you can go out with your daughter and have lunch, but cover those up so it's not a thing.
Yeah.
She wants it to be a thing.
And she
wants to show off her bruises.
I agree.
We don't know how she got the bruises.
She did take the clip and hair extensions off the only left side of her hairdo. If you look closely.
Listen.
We all have a lot of opinions.
There's a lot of opinions. There's a very long list of bizarre, crazy things that have happened. Is it 2 years now?
You were gone with the ashtray incident.
Yeah.
Two years.
When you were away, there was an ashtray incident.
Oh, my goodness.
He almost got decapitated.
Oh, my goodness.
It was an ashtray.
Oh, my God.
Poor thing.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes on.
At this particular point, I'm going to just say that I'm going to pray for him, his family, his future.
Exactly.
And when I see him, I'm going to let him know that I support him.
Same.
And that if he wanted any advice, obviously we'll give it. Because there are three sides to a story? You know, his side, her side, and the truth.
That is true.
So, you know, I don't really know what happened, so we're going to have to speak to him first.
Yeah.
To get, you know, his truth. And then we can try to guide him going forward, to move forward and put these mistakes behind him, turn these L's into lessons.
Yes, I love it. You should actually, your next adventure should be some kind of self-help guru where you could go around doing, like Anthony Robbins, where you like do inspirational speakers.
Yeah.
Or like not a makeover show.
Yeah, but you have so many things you can do.
Like a life it's makeover crazy. Show where like, you go to some guy who's like struggling with whatever he's going through, whether it's addiction or,
Depression,
or
depression, anxiety,
or family, whatever. And just say, you know, and turn to the bright side and just like, teach them your ways.
Yeah. Listen, right now we've partnered with three rehabs across the country, right, honey?
Yeah.
And I go there on a monthly basis. I speak to the clients and I educate them about substance abuse and the disease of addiction and sort of being their best self. It's not necessarily all about the drugs. It's sort of about, you know, choosing positivity and believing that you will win one day.
Now, has the Vatican contacted you to be the next pope yet or no? We can't talk about that. It's just now.
No, not yet. No.
But we want to do fan call-ins.
Yeah, we're going to do fan call-ins. So I just tweeted the number and let's wait to see who calls in.
Wait, imagine no one called. Ava?
Yes?
Could I call me?
Hey, mama.
Oh, my God. Could I?
Should I call me?
What's your question for our lovely friends, Michael and Lawrence?
My question is just to see how they're enjoying their married life together now.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and our relationship has never been stronger. We are savoring every conversation, every meal, and trying to work on making babies as soon as we can.
Yes.
Yay.
Well, thank you, Ava.
I'm so happy for you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for your question.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Could I call me in? Who's this?
This is Tori. Hi.
Hi, Tori. What's your question for Mike and Lawrence?
Okay, so I was just wondering, Mike, what was the hardest part of transitioning from, you know, being in the outside world to transitioning to where you were?
Well, actually, the hardest part of the past couple of years has been my recovery. And I've learned to live one day at a time. And so because of that experience with recovery, I was able to use those tools that I learned during my recovery to pretty much continue that in prison and not necessarily let my circumstances define me, but let them refine me. And so I was actually became a better person, and I lost 40 pounds and remained sober and 4 years clean and sober in December.
Oh, congratulations. I had tweeted you, like, when you first came out about your... Oh
my God.
Are you crying?
Oh, my God.
Yes, because I've seen addiction destroy so much.
It does. I'm about to cry right now. Oh, my God. It does. It does.
Oh, I literally am getting chills because, like, I wanted to tell you for so long that just seeing you be you now... It's so amazing, and I'm congratulations. Oh, congratulations on your marriage.
Stop and crying.
Thank you. Oh, my God. I'm so in my feels right now. Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Tori, we love you. Thank you for listening.
We love you.
God bless.
Love thank you. Guys.
Bye, Mama.
Hi.
Hey, Mama. Could I call me in? What's your name?
Jessica,
you're online with Mike.
Hi, Jessica. Ask your question to Mike.
Oh, my gosh, guys. Hi.
Hey, girl.
I'm so excited to talk to you guys.
Hey.
Hey, we watch you guys every Thursday.
Oh, thank you.
Me and my husband do.
All right, what's your question for Mike?
I had a question. You already had such a positive outlook before going into prison that it's hard. You know, everything happens for a reason. I get that.
Yep.
But after that, is there anything, like any additional advice that you would give someone facing that?
Yes, I would let them know that the comeback is always greater than the setback and that they've been assigned this mountain to show others it can be moved. That's what I would tell myself every morning when I woke up. And you have a choice when you get into prison if you want to become better or you want to become bitter. And it's not as bad as everyone thinks. And it is definitely something that you'll be able to survive. And eventually, if you have the right attitude, you can thrive.
That is awesome.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank
and also, you are ripped, and I'm so proud of you.
Oh, my God. Thank
His
you.
His wife is here.
Oh,
Calm
my God.
Down.
Oh, my God.
Bye, girl.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Could I call me in? What's your question for Mike, and what's your name?
Hi, I'm Alex from New York. I wanted to ask Mike if there were any mental health resources in prison and how he's been dealing with that.
Oh, hey, what's up, Alex? What's up, man? There wasn't many resources in prison. They actually did have some 12-step meetings.
I feel like you were the resource.
they did have 12-step meetings on a weekly basis, but it was really up to yourself to take the accountability and responsibility to, like I've said many times, to become better or bitter in anything in life, depression, anxiety, addiction, prison, divorce, whatever it is, you have the choice. And you can overcome anything if you believe in yourself.
Yes. Ooh. Good question.
To Dina and Chris.
All right. Thanks for calling. Okay. So our last question. So excited. Who are you and what is your question for Mike and Lawrence?
Hi, this is Alexia calling from Ontario, Canada.
Hey, girl. Hey, we love Canadians.
Hi. So first, I just want to say, Mike, you're obviously a great inspiration. And my main question is there any sort of book or anything like that in the works to explain your experience? Because I think a lot of people would love to read that.
Yes. As we speak right now, we're working on a tell-all book and a TV show, which would be in reference to, you know, positivity, being your best self, and helping those that struggle with the disease of addiction.
Oh, okay. Awesome. That is amazing. Thank you so much for answering my question.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Bye,
Alexander. Bye, guys.
All right, so those were awesome questions. A little weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for calling in. Mike, any last words before we end this? Because you guys, we're going to lunch.
Yes.
We're getting a nice lunch.
I am hungry right now.
Yeah. Are you going to cheat or are you going to stay on diet?
No, I am staying on diet. I have to show the situation.
Mike's going to show the situation
any week now.
On Jersey Shore. Yes. You guys, it's going to be epic.
Yeah, any week now. And it was so great to see you guys.
Yes. Yes.
I'm so impressed with this whole situation you guys got here.
Oh, thanks,
girl. So cool.
You could come on whenever you want.
Oh,
you
my God.
Promote we're anything.
Oh, my God. I love it. Yeah.
Because we were just on Vogue. For
we were in Vogue magazine.
Oh, my God. Vogue?
Yes.
Vogue. Oh, my God. It's happening.
Like top celebrity podcast.
Oh, my goodness. It's happening.
So, woo-woo.
It was Vogue Australia, but still.
Yeah, it was Vogue Australia, but still. It's still Vogue. It's still Vogue, bitch.
The farthest place in the world away from here.
Australia is huge, though.
It's literally the farthest place from here.
Oh, who cares?
Lawrence, can I have a thick AF sweatshirt from your shop?
Yes.
From
the Sit shout
store?
Out your store.
Sit so
you,
store.
You guys, they have the cutest store ever. Yes. You can buy all of Mike's,
like
what
Sanks.
Is it, like
merch?
Yeah.
Funfetti.
Sayings
and thick AF.
Yes.
Yeah. Cute. We have baby onesies, too. Which
oh,
is really
and,
cute.
Yeah. Angela wore them and CJ.
Yes.
Shout out the store.
TheSituationStore.com. And you could follow us on IG. I think it's The Sitch Store.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So happy Jersey, you guys. We hope that you enjoyed our episode. Thank you, Mike and Lawrence, for
Thank
coming
you.
In.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
We love you.
We love you guys, and we will see you next week.
Bye, girl.
Bye.
It's happening.